The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
Here we go with the second game of our doubleheader between Valley Heights and Frankfort, with Valley Heights girls taking home the opener 44-41. As for this boys game, setting the stage for you, the meeting last year, it was a beatdown. Valley Heights won 55-26. That was a year ago tomorrow. That was on December 13th. In Valley Heights, they have kind of been dominating this matchup as of late. They've won four of the last five meetings, dating back to the 2019-2020 season. A brief summary of these two seasons so far. Valley Heights comes into this one 1-2. In recapping last year, they went 10-13, 5-7 in the Twin Valley League, which was good enough for seventh place, right in the middle of the pack. They fell in the sub-state round, in the first round, at home against Riverside, 54-45. I broadcasted that one. That was a fantastic game down the end. It was a really close game. The score was not really what happened in the ball game, basically, is what I'm trying to say. But either way, as for this season, a couple of losses back-to-back with Riley County on the season opener, 59-44 was the final in that one. And then last Tuesday, they lost 57-46 at a very good Marysville team. They fought hard. They competed well, but fell just short. And they got their first win of the season at Republic County. That was this past Friday. 44-33 was the final in that one. And then after tonight, their final game before Christmas break is a home game against Donovan West. In Valley Heights is head coach by first-year head coach Drew Honus, who attended Kansas State and played under Bruce Weber. After playing 2 years at Pratt Community College as well. As for Frankfort, they enter tonight's contest 1-3. As for their season in 2022-2023, it was a forgettable one, to be sure. They finished 3-18 and just 1-12 in Twin Valley League play, which was 12th out of the 13 teams. Now, of course, the league has shrunk down to 12. They lost in the first round of substate as well to Osborne, 51-37. To start this year, in their season opener, they lost 60-50 at Pawnee City. They won a game against Northern Heights, 55-16, and then dropped their final two games in the Wabunsee tournament. As that first game, which was a win against Northern Heights, was in that tournament. They lost to Manhattan Chiefs, 60-48 this past Thursday. And then on Friday, they lost 46-42 in a battle against Wabunsee. Their final game before Christmas break will be at Blue Valley Randolph. That will be on the 18th. So these two teams looking to get in the win column for the first time in Twin Valley League play, as this will be their league openers as well. So a lot on the line for both teams trying to set the tone for this season. Let's go ahead and set it to break. We'll have starting lineups coming up and tip-off as well here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaltzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
At Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca, there's now a wide selection of linens for rent. Many colors, sizes, and materials are available. And as we get into the colder time of the year, rely on Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca to keep you warm. Check out their Milwaukee M12 heated access vest, available in many sizes for both men and women. Visit online HineandTrueValue.com or check out their Facebook page for up-to-date specials. Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital's outpatient clinic offers an extended variety of healthcare options to the Nemaha County area. Our outpatient clinic has more than 30 specialty physicians from across the region that provide you, our patient, with exceptional care so you don't have to travel long distances and can have easier access to specialty services you deserve. Visit www.nembch.com to learn more about our outpatient clinic and specialty physicians. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Here we go between Valley Heights and Frankfort. Let's take a look at your starters. First for Valley Heights, number 0, a 6-foot junior, Max Shanks. Number 2, a 6-foot senior, Carson Spoons. Number 11, a 6-foot junior, Logan Gray. Number 23, a 6'3 junior, Royce Ekstrom. And number 33, a 6'2 senior, Caden Bigham. As for Frankfort, number 0, a 5'11 sophomore, Porter Colvin. Number 4, a 5'11 sophomore, Wes Anderson, as Frankfort wins the tip. Number 23, a 6'3 junior, Lane Belizo. Number 33, a 6'1 junior, Carter Olson. And number 34, Fred Rosequist. He is a 6'1 sophomore. Here's a spin move by Olson. He'll kick it out. And number 35, Chase Stahlbomber. He is a layup up and good. And Lane Belizo gets the scoring started. Chase Stahlbomber is a 6'8 junior. All right, we are underway in this one. Lob up is deflected, trying to lob it up for Royce Ekstrom. Stolen away by the Wildcats. Held that pass up ahead to Porter Colvin. And Colvin will bring it to the middle. Bounce pass to the far side. I don't think it was intended to be a bounce pass. Anderson fires a 3 off the dribble. That one's no good. And rebound secured by Max Shanks. Behind the back dribble. 0 versus 0. And here's a handoff. Ekstrom gives it up to Jason Bigham. Bigham gives it right back. Max Shanks, he'll hand it off. Logan Gray. That's on your side. Carson Spoons, the transfer from Eureka High School. There's a little floater. No good by Ekstrom. Rebound secured by Lane Lewiso. He'll push it for the Wildcats. Up 2-0 early. Hand off, top of the key for Rosequist. Near side, drive by Olson. Olsen averaging almost 15 points a game. He'll go to the middle. He'll kick. Far side in the corner to the leading scorer. That's Wes Anderson, almost averaging 17 points a game. He'll fire a little floater. That one's no good. And rebound hauled in by Royce Ekstrom. Shanks runs the play. Gives it to Gray on the far side wing. Nice pick and roll, but it's deflected and stolen away. Olsen will be credited with that steal. Bounce pass to Anderson from the near side wing. Gets a screen, trying to get him some separation. Dribble to the far side of the middle. Nice bounce pass, but it's deflected. Nice hands. And loose. Saving it. Diving on it is Gray. And they're going to call it a jump ball. Possession arrow in favor of Valley Heights. 2-0 lead for the Wildcats. 5:42 to go. Opening quarter. Gray brings it up. Give it to Ekstrom. Far side for Shanks. Trying to get to Ekstrom and sucking it out of the air by Lane Loizzo. Done that a couple times now. Just has the incredible athleticism Lane Loizzo does. Saw on the football field this past season for the Wildcats. Got them all the way to sub-state. Gray calling the play from his head coach, Drew Honitz. Frankfurt also a first-year head coach, and Adam Schreiner. Shanks retreats. Gives up to Ekstrom. Thought about a long three, so gives up to Gray. He'll drive. Baseline. Ice up fake, and misses the layup. And it's loose out of bounds. It'll go to Frankfurt. Coach Honus not happy with the fact that Shanks couldn't finish that time. It was an open layup after the nice blow-by. Frankfurt gets the ball back. Three minutes into this first quarter, sitting at a 2-0 score. Near side wing, Colvin with it. Crossover dribble to the near side. Screen to go back the other way by Fred Rosequist. Gives up to Loizzo. Anderson, far side wing. Dribbles to the middle. Jump stop. Kick it out. Rosequist. Now to Colvin. Sophomore backing away from Max Shanks. Dribbled it off his own foot. And stolen away by Carson Spoots. Ekstrom fires away a three off a pass, and it's good from the far side wing. And Royce Ekstrom gets Valley Heights on the board for the first time. A timeout is called. I'm not sure if that's by the official or by... I think it might have been by Frankfurt. But it's 3-2 in favor of Valley Heights. The school board says 5-0. I think they need to change that. 4:27 left to go here in the first quarter. So Frankfurt will get the ball back after the Adam Schreiner timeout. Beautiful stroke. There's a very short stroke for Royce Ekstrom after the quick pass from Max Shanks from the far side wing, knocked down the three. Back underway, Anderson across half court, bounce pass, far side wing. Olsen drives baseline, spins to the middle, shot swatted out of there. Rejected by Royce Ekstrom. Boots hands it back to Max Shanks. Shanks steps up, thought about the three, and gives up to Ekstrom. Hand it off back to Shanks. He'll try a three, far side wing. That one off the heel. And a whistle and a foul on the rebound against Valley Heights. And that one will be credited to Jaden DeWalt. He just checked in. Now he'll exit. And Logan Gray will check right back in. Halfway through this first period, Frankfurt hoping for their second field goal of the game right here. Porter Colvin looking for someone to get open. Finds Rosequist. He's looking down low for Loizzo. Can't find him, so he hands it off to Carter Olsen from beyond three-point line. Anderson hooked free by Ekstrom, but scooped up by Olsen. So Frankfurt maintains possession. Bounce pass, near side wing. Rosequist, or beg your pardon, sorry, that's Porter Colvin, who is fouled. Logan Gray getting a little handsy. And that will be his first, team second. 3:34 left to go first quarter. Not a whole lot of offense so far. Some really good defense. Inbound goes to Colvin. Colvin looking for something to do with it. Bounce pass far side wing for Anderson. Hypo's catch the wise, though. Gets that defender. His foul going up, and he'll get a couple free throws. Lane the wise, though. The 6'3 junior hit on the arm by Porter Colvin. That'll be his first personal. Or, beg your pardon, sorry, Max Shanks. So that'll be his first team's third. First free throw for the Wiseau is pure. The Wiseau has all of Frankfurt's points so far. Your tie is 3-3. Second one rattles out of there. And LFS is stolen away by Porter Colvin. It was rebounded by Kaysen Bigham, but he turned it over. Driving, Anderson, in a pass too hot for Lane the Wiseau. He steals it right back, though, away from Logan Gray. And now he'll give it up to Carter Olsen, try to slow it up a little bit. 3 minutes left, first quarter, still tied 3-3. Anderson, entry pass down low, inside for Rosecliffe. Pushed away defender, it's an offensive foul. Yeah, he pushed him pretty good. And Fred Rosecliffe charged with the offensive foul for shoving Max Shanks down low. Foley extended his arm from the far block, trying to get some space. Logan Gray will bring it up. He'll give it up to Ekstrom. Now to Shanks, far side wing. Gets a screen by Ekstrom. Top of the key catch for Bigham. Backdoor cut by Spoons. Can't find him, so he retreats back to the wing. Three-pointer on the way. Off the catch, no good for Royce Ekstrom. Rebound secured by Wes Anderson. Outlet pass to Olsen. Pushed up ahead. And Colvin, nice entry pass. Turnaround jumper for Lane the Wiseau is good. Once again, Lane the Wiseau with another basket. He has all five of Frankfurt's points. It's 5-3. Ekstrom with a catch. Goes middle, hands it off. Shanks. Backdoor cut. Nice find. Ekstrom off the glass. No good. Make it part. That was Gray. Hit tie in the air. Out of bounds. Officials will converge. It was hit off the underside of the backboard. And it will be Frankfurt basketball. So the Wildcat defense gets a stop. A good start to the game offensively for Valley Heights. But since then, nothing really doing. Near side wing catch for Porter Colvin. Bounce pass for Rosequist. Nice find down low again for the Wiseau. That's 7 now for Lane the Wiseau. 2 minutes to go. It's 7-3. Coach Honus calls out the play for Logan Gray. Spoons has to go to the other side of the court to set up the play. Here's Ekstrom from the top of the key. Bigham from the top of the key. Looking on. Cross-court pass in the corner. Ekstrom. Pass fake. Spins middle. In the lane. A scoop shot. Whistle and a foul on the floor. It went in, but not going to count. And that foul is going to go against Lane the Wiseau. Team first and team second. Ole Martin Svay will check in for the first time this evening for Frankfurt and for the Wiseau. Give him a quick breather. Inbound, nice find. Wide open shot is missed by Kaysen Bigham. Too strong on the wide open layup. Colvin has it taken away by Royce Ekstrom. On a crossover dribble, outlet pass up ahead. Shanks drives. The wraparound pass off the hands of Gray out of bounds. And they're going to say it's Frankfurt basketball. Valley Heights thinks it should be theirs. Hard to tell from my angle. And the officials didn't see it. They're going to say it's Frankfurt basketball. And the Frankfurt, this side, right his left seat, didn't see it either. Colvin wide open for three on the near side wing. He airballs it, though, and rebound by Royce Ekstrom of Valley Heights. Still 7-3, Frankfurt with the lead, 1:15 to go, first quarter. Gray with it, far side wing, top of the key catch for Bigham. Back to the far side corner, Gray. Screen for Bigham, goes to the middle. Pass for Spoons, deflected, but into his hands. He'll give it up for Max Shanks. Three balls straight away for Ekstrom is good. His second three in the ball game. He has all six of Valley Heights points at 7-6. Crossover dribble driving Olsen all the way to the paint. No good, though. Offensive rebound for Martin Svay. Put back on the way for Ekstrom is no good. Martin Svay is no good. Rosequist gets it again. And a whistle and a foul on the floor against Valley Heights. And that one is going to go against Max Shanks. And that is his second foul. Drew Honus is going to leave him in the game for the time being with 43.2 seconds left in the first quarter. Nice find for Martin Spey. He'll kick it out. Rose Quist, or making part of that's Olsen driving middle. Stop. Underhand scoop to Martin Spey. With far side block, bounce pass through defenders. Loose on the floor, picked up by Max Shanks of Valley Heights. 30 seconds left. Bring it up the far side. Ekstrom pass near side. Gray. Ekstrom try another three. That one off the mark. That was a quick fire. And Spooks can't save it. It'll be out of bounds to Frankfurt with 17.7 seconds left. One more chance for Frankfurt to extend their lead before the end of the first quarter. Anderson will bring it up. 15 seconds left. Cross half court. Coach Schreiner gives them the call. And now a timeout's going to be called with 9.7 seconds left. We'll go and take it as well. 7-6, Frankfurt lead. You're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
92.1 FM KMZA.
9.7 seconds left here in the first quarter. 7-6 in favor of Frankfurt. And the Wildcats calling a timeout with head coach Adam Schreiner making that decision. Trying to draw something up for this final play. Hoping to extend their lead. Olsen pass far side for Anderson from the wing. Dribbles to the middle. Throws Quist. 5 seconds. Three on the way for Coleman with 3 seconds left, and it's good. And that's how the first quarter comes to a close. A buzzer beater for Porter Colvin, and it's 10-6. Frankfurt, let's step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a lost bee that found my way into your car. And now that I'm in here, good luck getting me out.
I think it's gone. Wait, no, it's in my hair.
And if you don't have the right auto insurance coverage, well, this could be quite a sticky situation.
No.
So get Allstate.
Contact your local Allstate agent, Brian Green, 785-271-5060. The Brian Green Agency, where you're in good hands.
Conditions and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is Whitney, the proud owner of Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted for the holidays. From youth to adults, discover a curated selection of footwear, apparel, jewelry, and accessories. Perfect for gifting. Our versatile gift cards make choosing the ideal present a breeze. Join us at 426 Main in downtown Seneca, Kansas, and indulge in the joy of supporting local. Let's make this holiday season shine together.
Kansaland Radio.
Go to the second quarter here in Frankfurt. Wildcats lead Valley Heights 10-6. And the Wildcats get the ball out of the break as well. In the lane is Carter Olsen, and he's fouled going up. So correction on that first basket of the game, that was actually Porter Colvin that made that first basket. So he has 5 points. Lane the Wise, though, has 4. And Royce Ekstrom has all 6 of Valley Heights' points so far on a pair of 3-pointers. A foul committed by Carson Spoons. That's his first. First one on the way for Kerr Olsen. That one through there. Frankfurt 2-for-3 from the free throw line here early. Second one on the way. That one is good as well. Olsen with his first points of the ball game. It's 12-6, their largest lead of the contest so far. Ekstrom pass far side to Gray. Hands it off to Drake Slifer, who's in the ballgame for the first time. It's Max Shanks. Shanks will hand it off to Gray. Dribbles middle. Around the perimeter. He's defended by Olsen. Hand it off. Shanks. Right side. And he's bumped and fouled. I believe that's Ole Martin Spey who got him with the body. And they'll say that he was going up. So that's 2 free throws here. Ole Martin Spey picks up his first personal foul. And Max Shanks hoping for his first points of the ball game here. Person on the way is Shorts. Well, 6, Frankfurt, 7:24 left to go in the second quarter. Second one on the way for Shanks. Off the heel, no good. 0 for 2, Max Shanks from the free throw line. Rebound secured by Carter Olsen. Olsen, bounce pass, Anderson, far side wing. Defended by Gray. Gives it up for the corner for Olsen. Jabs set middle for the far side baseline. Gets a screen by Martin Svay, goes to his left. Using it, trying to get a pick and go, but a nice hands by Extra to poke it free. He's thrown away by Carson Spoons. Gray gets the call, the play call from his head coach. Here's a three ball off the dribble. That's short by Extra. Offensive rebound by Gray. He'll give it out to Shanks. Shanks will drive left. He'll kick it out. Extra gets screened by Slifer. Into the corner, head fake, and he travels. Wanted to drive baseline with it, but he took that extra step. And Frankfurt gets it back. Hoping to extend their largest lead of the ball game, which currently sits 12-6. No field goal makes from either team in this opening 90 seconds of the second quarter. Lob from the Wiseau is tipped by Ekstrom, intercepted by Spoons. And Royce Ekstrom has been everywhere tonight. Offensively and defensively. Here's Spoons with it. Near side wing. Catch for Ekstrom. Give and go. That pass is deflected. That's thrown away by Carter Olsen. Touched a couple of Wildcat hands before the steal. Anderson with it. For the near side wing. Gets the play call from Adam Schreiner now. 2 minutes in, bounce pass for Anderson, almost goes awry, but secured in by Wes Anderson. Rosequist, top of the key, far side wing for Colvin. Olsen comes off the screen to catch it, and he travels as soon as he makes his pass to the basket. So a couple of traveling calls from both teams, and Kason Bigham checks back in, coming in for Drake Slifer. Now 5:41 to go in the first half. 12-6, still our score. Almost a travel there from Gray. Gives up the Spoons near side into the corner. Ekstrom spins baseline. Stops. Give it up. Head fake by Bigham. Give it out to Ekstrom. Hand off. Shanks. Thought about the three. Puts the double team in the middle and he's fouled going up. And Max Shanks will try to right his missed two free throws from just a few minutes ago. As he'll get two more attempts here. That foul is called by, or against, Fred Rosequist, his second, as that first free throw is no good. Willie Martin Svay coming in for Carter Olsen, Drake Slifer immediately back in. And he will check in for Carson Spoons. Free throw on its way is good. So 1 for 2 this time for Shanks. First point for Valley Heights here in the second quarter. Wes Anderson. Bounce pass, far side wing. Ball over his head is Trent Harden as he checked in as well. Enter pass to Martin Svay, and that is out of bounds. That's going to Valley Heights. That's a turnover. After a fast first quarter, the second quarter has kind of slowed down just a little bit. Still 5 minutes even left. Hand it off to Shanks. We'll get up to Bigham on the top of the key. We're trying to get it through to Slifer. It's deflected and intercepted. Going the other way. And almost turning it over there was Loizo. Driving left side, Anderson. Shot off the glass. No good. And a rebound for Valley Heights. Anderson still scoreless, averaging almost 17 points a game. One dribble and a fire for Shanks. Not good. A long two for Max Shanks. He has three, and it's 12-9. First field goal from either team in this second quarter. It comes with 4.5 to go. Anderson dribbles to his left. He fires three after a nice screen by Martin Svay. It's no good off the mark. And Martin Svay with a jump ball with Kason Bigham. And possession arrow favors Valley Heights. Gray will bring it up against the Frankfurt 2-3 zone. Ekstrom dribbles, stops, hands it off. Bigham back to Shanks. Dribbles to his right. Signals for Ekstrom to come get it to the wing, and he does. It's screened by Slifer. Pick and roll. Nice lob to him. Nice head fake. Shot up, and that is good. Greg Slifer with his first basket of the game, and it's 12-11. 5-0 Valley Heights run. And a pass deflected, and it'll stay with Wildcats as it goes out of bounds. Wildcats are still looking for their first field goal of the second quarter. They got a pair of free throws. That's it. Carter Olsen checking in for Trent Harden for the Wildcats. Olsen gets the play call. Bounce pass, nice feed to Martin Spey, and he lays it up and in. And there is the first field goal of the second quarter for the Wildcats. Now it's 14-11, Frankfurt. 3.5 now left to play. Nice give and go. Gray has it swatted behind by Elaine the Wise after a nice feed by Ekstrom. Going the other way, Anderson, nice feed to Martin Spey again. That one's no good, though. And a rebound by Drake Slifer of Valley Heights. Missed opportunity for Frankfurt to try to extend their lead. Instead, it's the Mustangs that have a chance to possibly tie it right here with a three-pointer. Shanks, crossover dribble to his left. Drives in the lane. That's spotted out of there by Colvin, but he shot first. It's 3:07 to go. Carson Spoons will check back into the game. Again, Wes Anderson, you would love to see him get going if you're Frankfurt. Averaging almost 17 points per game, he is still scoreless. Lane the Wise, though, doesn't have any points in the second quarter either after a nice start to his first quarter. Anderson gets the play call. That pass is intercepted. Oh, no, it's actually poked away by Royce Ekstrom. Looks like he had possession of it for a split second, but it's going to go out of bounds. And they're going to say that it's actually Valley Heights basketball. They're going to say that Border Colvin touched it last. And Ekstrom forces yet another turnover. What a defensive battle he's shown all night. He'll get it here from the near side wing. He has it poked away by Ole Martin Spey. On the run out, layup left hand is no good. Off the backboard and no good. Going the other way, Slifer has it. Playing it off to Ekstrom. And they'll kind of slow it up here. Coach Honus pulls out the play with 2.5 remaining in this second quarter. In and out dribble. Gray kicks out to Slifer. Backdoor cut. Spoons can't get it to him. Give it to Ekstrom. He curls off the catch. Had it poke free, but he gets it back. Gray coming off to his right. Stops, gives it up. Ekstrom, good defense from Frankfurt here in this possession. Near side wing, Gray, goes baseline, pass to Olsen, shot through, contact, and he's fouled. Going to get a couple of free throws here with 2:12 to go in the second quarter. Logan Gray with a couple of free throws coming. Lee the Wise, though, with his second personal foul committed. Gray scoreless on his day, hoping to change that right here. First one off the heel and off the left side, no good. Trent Harden will check in for Lane the Wise, though. You can tell he's a little frustrated with how things have gone here in the second quarter after a strong start to the ball game. Hasn't been able to score since then. Second one for Gray on his way. That's off the heel, no good. Gray goes 0 for 2. Martin Spade with the rebound for the Wildcats. Anderson across half court to the near side wing for Colvin. Goes to his right, into the paint from the near side elbow, gives it up. Olsen, top of the key, jab step near side, and he'll drive that way. Kick it out. Thought about the long two. Instead, he'll give it up. Three ball long, three for Wes Anderson. Straight away, no good. And Carson Spoons, after getting the rebound, fell into his defender. Carter Olsen, he backed away from him, and it's a travel. Spoons, I think, thought that he had somebody to lean into, but he wasn't there. A good job by Olsen to force a turnover. Frankfurt gets it back, up 14-11 with 1:40 left. Olsen with it. Goes to the far side wing for Anderson. Bounce pass short corner for Martin Spey. Kick it out to the wing. Jump stop for Harden. Will jump as he caught the pass. Olsen goes right, spins middle. Nice head fake. Got him up in the air. Shot no good for 13 feet. Rebound by Royce Ekstrom. It's a good look by Olsen. Give it up. Three ball on the way for Carson Spoons. It's too strong. Rebound Wes Anderson. They got numbers. Push up ahead. Nice full court pass for Colvin. Reverse layup. It's floated from behind by Carson Spoons. fantastic job getting back by the 6 foot senior, Carson Spoons. Another opportunity for Valley Heights with 1 minute left. Spoons is the slifer, and he has it poked away from him by Anderson. Cross half court, but out of bounds with 56 seconds left. Valley Heights basketball. Max Shanks will check in for Spoons. Ekstrom will inbound it. Gray will bring it up. Gets a screen to go to the right by Slifer. Jump stop, cross-court pass. Shanks on about the three, drives baseline. Double pass for Slifer, intercepted by Porter Colvin of Frankfurt. 40 seconds left for the Wildcats. Olsen drives, stops the free throw line, kicks it out. Anderson, 35 seconds left, getting away from a defender as he retreats to half court. Gives up with 30 seconds, three ball by Carter Olsen, too strong. And rising up, getting the rebound is Casey Bigham. Outlet up ahead to Ekstrom. And 23 seconds left for the Mustangs. Shanks, thinking about the three, and holds on to it. Logan Gray, again, thought about it. He'll pull up after a long two, no good, after one dribble. 13 seconds left, offensive rebound for Casey Bigham. And timeout is called by Drew Honus with 10.2 seconds left here in the second quarter. 14-11, Frankfurt, been stuck at the score for a while. Mustangs trying to break it, coming up after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
KMZA.
10.6 seconds left here in the second quarter. Valley Heights has a chance to tie it at the break if they can knock down a three here. Here's the inbound for Max Shanks. The baseball pass into the backcourt, caught by Logan Gray. He's got 7 seconds. Bounce pass, high post, kick it out, 5 seconds for Gray. Shanks with 3 seconds, dribbles to his left, head fake, just fires up something, and it's way off the mark. It's kind of an awkward shot, it's no good. And Valley Heights and Frankfurt, a 3-point game going into the break. It's 14-11 at the half. Let's step aside for a couple minutes. We'll have our halftime report coming up next, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. You're listening to your Game of the Week here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Mitch Ottman, Regional Market President for Nemaw County at Community National Bank. As Regional Market President, my primary focus is the lending departments in both Seneca and Sabetha. And in Nemaw County, our biggest thing we do is ag lending. I think people want to come see us because I do have a lot of experience. I've been here 17 years. Come see me for help financing your farm, business, or purchasing your next home.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528.
336-3528. The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime here in Frankfurt. 14-11, Frankfurt with a lead over Valley Heights. A low-scoring bout here in a TDL showdown. Both of these two making their league debuts. Let's take a look at some of the unofficial tallies from the first half. Starting off for Valley Heights, 6 points for Royce Ekstrom. He knocked down a couple of three-pointers in the first quarter. Max Shanks had 3 points, all of those coming in the second quarter. And Drake Slifer made a two-point field goal in the second quarter as well. As for Frankfurt, Porter Colvin leads the team in scoring. He had a three-pointer at the buzzer in the first quarter, as well as the first basket of the game. As for Lane the Wise, though, he has 4 points, both those two-point makes coming in the first quarter. 2 points for L.A. Martins Fay, and two free throws for Carter Olson. Is all the scoring we got. A lot of defense here in this one. It was 10-6. Frankfurt had a lead going into the second quarter, but Valley Heights was able to get within reach. After being down 12-6, they had gotten a 5-0 run to make it 12-11. And Frankfurt made the final basket of the half, making it 14-11. Valley Heights and Frankfurt trying to get off on the right foot in league play. After a rough year last year, Valley Heights and Frankfurt both under first-year head coaches. Frankfurt 12th in the league last year, just 1-12 in league play, only in front of Donovan West. Wetmore no longer in the league, so 12th will now be last in the league. And Valley Heights, they were kind of in the middle bottom of the pack. They went 5-7 in league play. It was just a rough year for both teams in TVL. And both teams turning over coaches, trying to change some things around. And a win here this evening for both teams would be a big step in the right direction, that is for sure. As for Frankfurt, I mean, kind of breaking down how things go into the break, trying to get some momentum going into the break too, especially for Frankfurt. If they get a win here, they'll be 2-3, and they'll have Blue Valley Randolph coming up next. Valley Heights, if they were to win, they'd be 2-2. And they have Donovan West next. So they have a chance to possibly really do something special here and go into Christmas break with a record over 500, and that would be great. And also on a three-game win streak as well going into the new year with a full slate of TVL basketball coming up in the month of January, including the TVL tournament, which will be broadcasting here on KMZA. We're going to step aside for a couple more minutes. We'll have our keys to the second half and second half action as well. Once again, our score, it's 14-11 in favor of Frankfurt here on our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. This is your Game of the Week here on the MFC Sports Radio Network.
Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year.
Hi, this is Kirby Schmaltly, field agent for the Knights of Columbus and Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
At Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca, there's now a wide selection of linens for rent. Many colors, sizes, and materials are available. And as we get into the colder time of the year, rely on Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca to keep you warm. Check out their Milwaukee M12 heated access vest, available in many sizes for both men and women. Visit online HeinenTrueValue.com or check out their Facebook page for up-to-date specials. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
The Nemaha Valley Community Hospital's outpatient clinic offers an extended variety of healthcare options to the Nemaha County area. Our outpatient clinic has more than 30 specialty physicians from across the region that provide you, our patient, with exceptional care so you don't have to travel long distances and can have easier access to specialty services you deserve. Visit www.nembch.com to learn more about our outpatient clinic and specialty physicians. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
KMZA.
Back here in Frankfort, got one correction for you. Lane Wiseau actually with 5 points on his game. He made a free throw that I didn't account for, so he and Porter Colvin lead Frankfort in scoring at the break. Once again, our score 14-11, Frankfort leading Valley Heights in this TBL showdown. Both teams with their TBL openers here tonight. Let's take a look at our keys to the second half, and I would say for both teams, is get some shots to fall through. But more specifically, though, taking a look at kind of how first halves went. First, for Frankfort, they did a lot worse of a job protecting the basketball than Valley Heights did. A lot of turnovers. That was mainly thanks to Royce Ekstrom playing a terrific defensive first half to try to be more smart with the basketball, or smarter, I guess is the word, and not more smart. I need to be more smart sometimes. We're talking about Valley Heights, though. They also need to limit the turnovers as well. Both teams committed a lot of turnovers, but got to make down their, they got to knock down some of their shots. They had a lot of easy looks underneath the basket that they just missed. Got to knock those down, especially when Frankfort has been having a pretty solid defensive day. Is giving you opportunities to make the ones that are presented to you. Those are your keys to the second half, and we are getting ready for the second half to start. Valley Heights, failed to mention, they are wearing their purple on purple jerseys. White letters and numbers. As for Frankfort, they're wearing their white on whites with red letters and numbers. So it'll be Ekstrom, Bigham, Gray, Spoons, and Shanks for Valley Heights. It'll be Olsen, Anderson, Colvin, Loizzo, and Rosequist for Frankfort. Here we go. We're underway as Frankfort gets the ball to start the second half. Anderson, high post catch, Rosequist. Backdoor cut, feed to Colvin. No reverse course, have to catch it on the baseline, the far side. Driving is Anderson, jump stop, this is the shot, rebound Rosequist, we had it stripped away, it's picked up though by Colvin. Floater, 13-footer, no good, rebound for Royce Ekstrom of Valley Heights. They'll give it up to Logan Gray, out of Ekstrom, near side for Spoons. Spoons gives up to Ekstrom for three, straight away, no good off the left side, rebound Carter Olsen of Frankfort. Olsen gives up to Anderson. Far side wing, he's going to fire a contested three with it in his face. Logan Gray, no good. Colvin put back, that's no good as well. Another open missed opportunity around the rim, this time for Frankfort, though. Ekstrom, far side wing catch for Spoons, one dribble. Logan Gray, he'll try a three. That one is no good, but a foul on the floor. And that's going to be against Casey Bigham on the rebound. That'll be his first. Teams first as well, as we are 1 minute into this third quarter exactly. No score yet in the frame. 14-11. Hand off to Loizzo. Anderson, near side wing. Davis to Olsen. Now to Colvin. Bounce pass. Anderson, top of the key. Goes right to Loizzo. Defended by Ekstrom. Tries to shake him. This is Olsen. And Colvin gives up. Anderson near side. Driving baseline on Gray. Gets past him. Shot off the glass. Is good. And Wes Anderson with his first basket of the game. Coming into the game, averaging almost 17 per contest. It takes an entire half and then some change to get his first basket of this game. Love for him to come alive here in the second half for a chance to run away from the Mustangs. 16-11, Shanks with a drive left side, strips, is off of his knee. No, they're going to say it was last touched by Frankfurt underneath the basket. And Honus, head coach for Valley Heights, calls out the play. Box formation, lob is to Gray. And Gray pass near Cypress Spoons from the wing, head fake, get back to Gray. Done by Anderson. Spoons, another head fake. Gray dribbles to the near side this time. Not a whole lot going on in this possession so far for Valley Heights. That's the far side for Shanks. Shanks gives it up to Gray. Thought about a long three, so holds on to it. Another three for Gray. He'll try this time after giving up briefly to Shanks. No good, short. Rebound, Fred Rosequist. Olsen brings up the far side. Pass to the Wise, though, working the post. He'll kick it out. Olsen, he'll drive middle. And whistle and a foul on the floor against the Mustangs. And that foul is going to go against Carson Spoon. So that's a second team foul as well. Down to Olsen and stolen away by Matt Shanks trying to find Loizzo, but he wasn't there. 5.5 to play in the third. Far side wing catch. Three off the dribble for Gray. That one goes. Third 3-point attempt for Logan Gray. Finally connects on one at 16-14. Frankfurt hoping for their second field goal make of the half here. Another blow by for Anderson. Gets around. Is swatted away by Ekstrom. And picked up by Gray. And he's on the run. Right side. Pass fake. Shut up. And that one is no good. Rebound. Kick it out. Spoons had a chance to put it back. He kicks it out. And three is good by Max Shanks. Spoons had an open opportunity for a layup. Instead, he kicked it out to his teammate. And he drained the three. The Valley Heights now leads 17-16. A 6-0 Valley Heights run. Anderson, top of the key, jab set fake, drives middle, and a whistle, and a foul on the floor. That is the third team foul already for Valley Heights. And that one will go against Logan Gray. That is his second. Drake Slifer will check in. He'll come in for a case in Bigham. 4:42 left to go in the third, 17-16 Valley Heights. Here's the inbound for Olsen. Lob to Anderson, far side corner. He'll try a three. That one is good. Wes Anderson has took him a whole half to get warmed up. He's got 5 points, all of which coming here in the opening 3.5 minutes of this third quarter. Gray with the dribble, gives it to the top of the key. Three ball for Max Shanks. That one off the left side, no good. Rebound Carter Olsen, and a foul from behind against Valley Heights. And with 4:20 left, it'll be double bonus for the rest of the way after the foul by Drake Slifer. Jason Bigham will immediately check back in for Drake Slifer. Frankfurt, no substitutions yet here in the second half for head coach Adam Schreiner. Battle of two CBL first-year head coaches. Anderson from the far side wing, dribbles middle. Crossover dribble back to the far side. Hands off to Loizzo from the far side corner. Jab step. Trying to get around Ekstrom. He does so. Drives. Hands it off. Rosequist kicks it out to Olsen. Olsen goes middle. Little floater falling away. Is no good. Off the back iron. Tipped out to Wes Anderson by Lane Loizzo. Crossover dribble. Bumps into his man. Shut up. It's gone from straight away. Once again by Wes Anderson. 7 points from Wes Anderson. And the Wildcats back up 21-17. 3:44 to go here in the third. Logan Gray goes to the far side, to the wing, now to the corner. And he'll reverse course and go right back to the middle. New play to the near side wing. Shanks, jab step. Now to Gray. He'll drive. He'll kick. Spoons, far side corner. Now for Bigham, top of the key. Ekstrom working the baseline. Nice poke free by Anderson, but it's scooped up by Bigham. Spoons, driving kick, Gray. Fourth one of the quarter is no good. Too strong on that three-point attempt. Rebound, Carter Olson. Wildcats go up the far side now with Anderson. Bounce pass, corner of the Wiseau. Top of the key catch for Colvin. He'll try a three. That one is good! Porter Colvin with his first point since the first quarter. He has eight. It's 24-17. A 6-0 Frankfurt run after a 6-0 Valley Heights run. Offensive foul going the other way. Elbow called against Kaysen Bigham. That'll be his second. And that'll be the first team foul, or excuse me, the fifth team foul against Valley Heights. Head coach Drew Honus wanting an explanation for the call. Obviously, even though that was the fifth foul, it was an offensive foul, so no free throws this time. 2:50 to go in the third quarter, 24-17 Frankfurt. Couple of three-pointers from Porter Colvin and Wes Anderson. There's been four three-point makes in this quarter from both teams combined. Trent Harden in the game, he'll get it, he'll take the handoff. Cross-court pass, Colvin. Get up to Olsen, top of the key. Harden, Colvin, and now the Wiseau. The Wiseau entered pass to Rosequist, and he's fouled from behind by Kaysen Bigham. That's his third, and two free throws coming up. It'll be Fred Rosequist. A couple of free throw attempts here. His first opportunity to score here tonight. 2 minutes, 30 seconds left in the third. It's still 24-17, touchdown lead for the Wildcats. Valley Heights wanting to substitute, but they got to shoot this first free throw first. After the third foul committed by Kaysen Bigham. First free throw is good by Fred Rosequist. Ellie Martin Spey checking in for Frankfurt. Free throw no good this time. Rebound by Drake Slifer. Jaden DeWall in the game for Valley Heights. He catches it here. We'll give it right back to Logan Gray. Hand it off. Ekstrom. Back to DeWalt. Head fake. Far side corner catch drive. Baseline Gray. Nice pass to Ekstrom. Shot at the glass is good. Royce Ekstrom. With his first second half basket. He has eight. It's 25-19. Colvin gives up to Harden. Stops. And is fouled. He'll get two free throws. That is the seventh foul committed by Valley Heights in this half, or in this quarter, I guess I should say. Most statements would be true. As Logan Gray picks up his third personal. Max Shanks will check back into the ball game after this first free throw from Trent Harden. First one is good. Logan Gray will get a breather here. Second one on its way for Harden is no good. So one for two for Trent Harden at the free throw line. Bounce pass, far side wing. DeWalt with it. Shanks gets it back, top of the key. Crossover, and Colvin almost took it away. DeWalt's going to try a three. That one's off the mark. Rebound. Ekstrom, and he lays it up and in. Ekstrom with the putback. He has 10. First Mustang with double-digit scoring. And it's 26-21. And that lob is off the backboard. Somehow finds the hands of Carter Olson. And they'll call a timeout. That was a wild pass. If that even was a pass, I think it was. It slammed off the backboard. The timeout is called with 1:26 left to go in the third. 26-21 Frankfurt, but set aside 4:30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
A a fun one here in Frankfurt once again. The girls' game was fun, so was the boys' game. 26-21, favor of the Lee Valley Heights with 1:26 to go here in the third quarter. Wes Anderson's offense has come alive here in this frame. He was scoreless in the first half. He now has 7. Also 8 points for Porter Colvin for Frankfurt. 10 points for Royce Ekstrom of Valley Heights as well. A couple of big-time baskets in the past couple of possessions for the Mustangs. It'll be Frankfurt basketball at midcourt on the far side. Olsen will inbound after the Adam Schreiner timeout. Inbound is to Anderson, far side corner. To Olsen from the wing. Give this to Colvin. Now to Olsen. Olsen ball over his head. Presented by Spoons. Pass deflected. But into the hands of Anderson. 5-on-4 momentarily. Head fake. Harden. Drive. Layup. Good. Took advantage of the poor defensive play that time by Jaden DeWalt to try to intercept the pass. And they convert. Enter pass down low underneath the basket. Ekstrom turnaround. Jumper is good. Another easy basket for Royce Ekstrom. He's got 6 in the quarter and 12 and a half. And now Valley Heights brings on a zone press here. 45 seconds left in the third. 28-23. Frankfurt. They get across half court with Martin Spey. Now to Olsen, top of the key. Jab step goes to the right side. Gets through a double team. Kicks it out to Anderson. 3 off the dribble. Too strong. Rebound for Carson Spoots of Valley Heights. 28 seconds left. Up ahead to Shanks, and he is fouled going up. Harden had his arms straight up, but he ran right into him. And that's going to be the first foul committed by Frankfurt in this quarter, as opposed to Valley Heights has committed 7. Harden with his first personal. So 2 free throws coming up here for Max Shanks, who is 1-for-4 from the free throw line here today so far with 6 points. Personal on the way is short, no good. 6 foot junior having a tough time at the charity stripe tonight. Takes a deep breath, 1 dribble, and now lets it go. That one is no good as well. A rebound by Ole Martin Spey. Missed opportunity for the Mustangs. 17 seconds left for Frankfurt now, up by 5. 28-23. Anderson, defended by Ekstrom. Dribbles to his left. Back to his right with 7 seconds. High post lob for Martin Spey with 5 seconds. Gets back out to Anderson with 2 seconds. Crossover dribble. Fires away 3 at the buzzer. Off the backboard and in. Wes Anderson with the 3. And he finishes with 10 third quarter points. And Frankfurt goes into the fourth quarter up 31-23. Let's step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
KMZA.
We go to the fourth quarter. A dandy here in Frankfurt as the Wildcats lead at home against the Valley Heights Mustangs. 31-23. 12 points for Royce Ekstrom for Valley Heights. Now about 10 for Wes Anderson, all of which coming in the third quarter. And the Mustangs get the ball out of the break. Gray calls the play. He's got a band-aid on his nose now. He was bleeding earlier. Here is Bingham with it. Back door cut. Signal for Shanks. He said he kicks it out. 3 ball on the way. Too strong. And a rebound hauled in by Porter Colvin. After the miss by Dustin Denton, who was in for the game for the first time tonight. For Valley Heights. Colvin gives it to Olsen on far side for Anderson. Pass deflected, but into the hands of Rosequist from the far side short corner. Olsen. Rear side wing. Colvin. And on top of the key for Olsen. Swinging around. Good movement on the ball for Frankfurt. Look at defense by Valley Heights. Anderson drives, pulls up past Denton, shut up, no good, rebound by Casey Bigham. Play called by Drew Honus, past the near side wing, Denton with the catch, now to Gray. Far side wing for Max Shanks, handoff, Edstrom, three, off the mark, no good, rebound Carter Olson. I don't think that was the intention of the play, as that was kind of just three people around the ball. Drive in the lane. Olsen, he has posted up and in. No passes needed that possession. And Olsen makes his second, actually his first basket of the game. He has 4 points. He had a couple of free throws earlier. And it's 33-23. Shanks hands it off to Gray. We'll give it back to Denton. Denton to the far side, crossover dribble, and Anderson able to poke it free and a jump ball. A timeout is called by Frankfurt. They give them the timeout. Where they say it's jump ball. Oh, yeah, they're going to say it's jump ball instead. So it'll stay here. We'll stay here in Frankfurt, 33-23. It'll be Frankfurt basketball as the Wildcats have possession arrow. 6:20 to play in the ball game. Anderson pass to Colvin, near side wing. Bounce pass, Anderson in the post, underhand pass off of the face of Rosequist and out of bounds. And Rosequist says, that's on me, that was my fault, wasn't looking for it. And a turnover goes to the Mustangs. Coach Schreiner thought that was actually deflected, but it was not. And Gray will bring the ball up to Valley Heights. Go to the far side. Give it to Bigham, top of the key. Entry pass for Spoots, deflected, but finds the hands of the senior. With a back pass in the backcourt, and Ekstrom is on the line. Can't save it. And that's a turnover by Valley Heights. And timeout is called by Coach Honus. Valley Heights scoreless here in the fourth quarter so far. Meanwhile, Frankfurt has a two-point basket, waiting for the offense to come here in their final period. Let's step aside with 5:57 left to go in the game. 33-23 Frankfurt, back in 30 seconds here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Kansas
Land. Look at our scoring updates brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Halftime between Atchison and Ottawa boys, with the Phoenix leading 27-20. Meanwhile, in the girls' game, the Phoenix winning, or beg your pardon, losing to Ottawa 56-40. Also, boys halftime between Jefferson West and Perry of the Compton, the Cause leading 24-15. And Nemaha Central leading Hiawatha 25-20 at the half in the boys' game there. Your scoring update brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. It's time to update your vehicle. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Frankfurt with the ball out of the break. They lead 33-23, 5:53 left to play in the ball game. Olsen with the ball at the top of the key. Defended by Carson Spoots. Give this to Anderson, near side wing. He's going to fire away a long three. That one too strong. Picked up in the air. Pulled in by Porter Colvin, and he's fouled from behind. Max Shanks commits the personal. That's two more free throws coming up. That's the 18th foul in this quarter. Actually, beg your pardon, sorry, that was carrying over those fouls from the third quarter. They reset after each quarter now. That's the first team foul in his fourth quarter. Third, though, against Max Shanks. Entry pass to the Wiseau. His shot over Edstrom is blocked. Rebound by Casey Bigham. The Wiseau doesn't have any field goal makes since his first quarter hot start. 5 points on the game for the junior. Here's Shanks from the top of the key. Almost lost it. Defended well by Porter Colvin. That's backdoor cut for Spoons. Kicks in the middle. And he runs into a couple of Wildcats in the paint. As I believe Anderson is going to be committed. Anderson committed the foul. It's going to be the call. It would be his first. And then he hit Carter Olsen pretty hard as Spoons leaps high into the air to receive the pass. Mustangs inbound it, and Bigham had it stripped. And Colvin is stripped up, nothing called, but it's scooped up by Wes Anderson. 5-10 to play. Three ball. Porter Colvin on the way. That one is good. Porter Colvin with his third three of the game. He has 11 points. He leads the scoring for Frankfurt. And it's 36-23. That one swatted out of there by Lane the Wiseau. Casey Bigham went up, and Lane the Wiseau with a big-time rejection. Here the students behind me going crazy after that one. And 4:55 left to go in the game. Shanks with the inbound. High lead for Ekstrom from the perimeter to Gray. And Gray traveled with it a little too antsy as he drove. And Valley Heights starting to run out of time here. It was a late surge in the third quarter for Frankfurt. I gave them a nice cushion and been running away with it since. Anderson kicking to the corner. Colvin. Now Olsen, head fake, pulls up, 15-footer from the far side, elbow short, offensive rebound, Rosequist, he'll bring it out. And it's handoff to Olsen, slashing into the paint, no good though, rebound to Wiseau, and the Wiseau foul from behind. 4:34 to play, Valley Heights still scoreless in this quarter. Kason Bigham commits his fourth personal foul, and Drake Slifer will check in for him. And Olsen will inbound underneath the basket on the far side. Low formation on the inbound play. Rosequist right in front of him. Screen setting for Loizo. Gets hit in the face, something called. And trying to find Anderson off the screen. He mishandles it, but gets it back. Kick to Colvin for three, near side corner. That's too strong. Rebound Drake Slifer at Valley Heights. And he'll hand it back to Logan Gray. He'll bring it up the middle. He'll fire three off the dribble. Good! And Logan Gray knocks down the three. He's got six. A big-time three. Needed that one there, but cuts the deficit to 10 for the Mustangs. Timeout called by Coach Honus with 4:15 left to play. And we will take a break as well. Step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a lost bee that found my way into your car. And now that I'm in here, good luck getting me out.
I think it's gone. Wait, no, it's in my hair.
And if you don't have the right auto insurance coverage, well, this could be quite a sticky situation. So get Allstate.
Contact your local Allstate agent, Brian Green, 785-271-5060. The Brian Green Agency, where you're
subject
in good hands.
Conditions and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
To play here in this one. 36-26 Frankfurt with the lead. They win here tonight. They'll match their league win total from a year ago. So for Frankfurt, 10 points for Wes Anderson. You got all of those in the third quarter. How about 11 points for Porter Colvin? 3 3-pointers, one in the first, one in the third, and now one more in the fourth quarter as well to boot. So out of the break, it'll be Valley Heights who will defend with a press. Frankfurt inbound with Carter Olsen. He'll get it in to Lane the Wiseau. Pass to the middle for Anderson, still in the backcourt. He'll dribble it across. He gets tripped. He gets the pass off to Lane the Wiseau, though. They beat the press. So we're halfway through this final quarter. Near side corner catch for Carter Olsen. I beg your pardon. Porter Colvin. He'll hand it off to Olsen. He'll drive right side off the glass. No good. Battle for the rebound and out of bounds. Last touch by Valley Heights. Beg your pardon, sorry, by Frankfurt, so Valley Heights will get the ball back. Gray will hand it off to Jaden DeWalt. Gives up to Ekstrom. The far side gives up to Spoon. High post catch, Slifer. Far side wing, DeWalt. Crossover dribble, back to Slifer. Slifer turns around. One dribble, pulls up. That one is no good from 11 feet. It's everybody in the building from the that's wearing purple telling him to shoot. And he just couldn't quite get that one to fall. Frankfurt with the ball back. Wildcats lead 36-26. Colvin, far side wing to Olsen, top of the key. Back to Colvin now, the Wiseau far side wing. Dribble to the middle, hand it off to Olsen. Frankfurt playing kind of lackadaisically with the basketball, up by 10. Anderson. This is Loizo now on the near side. Now to Olsen. pretty loose defense from Valley Heights here, but now a reach-in called by Royce Ekstrom as he took his little jab at it. And that will be his first personal foul committed and the 13th foul. Max Shanks back in the game for Drew Honus' crew. And there will be a timeout with 2:56 left to go. Still 36-26, our score in favor of Frankfurt at home. We'll take a break for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Whitney, the proud owner of Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted for the holidays. From youth to adults, discover a curated selection of footwear, apparel, jewelry, and accessories, perfect for gifting. Our versatile gift cards make choosing the ideal present a breeze. Join us at 426 Main in downtown Seneca, Kansas, and indulge in the joy of supporting local. Let's make this holiday season shine together.
KMZA.
36-26 Frankfurt. It'll be Shanks, Gray, Slifer, Ekstrom, and Spoonce in the game for Valley Heights. For Frankfurt, it'll be Loizo, Colvin, Rosecliffe, Anderson, and Olsen. Olsen inbound for the Wildcats out of the break, up by 10. Give it to Anderson. Short corner near side. And he is fouled. Slifer and Gray in on the double team. On the near side short corner. And Slifer has committed his second personal foul. That'd be the fourth team foul. 2:53 left to go. Double bonus the rest of the way. The Wise on the inbound. Gets it in the arm. Nothing called though. Loose ball from this. Picked up by Rosecliffe. Far side corner. He's double teamed. And timeout called by Adam Schreiner. And they're going to call a foul first, maybe. One official called timeout, one called a foul. We'll see who they give the call to here. And, oh no, they're going to say, I guess, they're going to say that he stepped on the end line. So they're going to say it's a turnover from Fred Rosequist. It looked to me like it was a foul that the official called, but they say that Fred Rosequist stepped on the end line. Valley Heights gets it back. Slifer, far side elbow, gets to Gray, far side wing, to Shanks, top of the key. And he had a poke free, gets it back near side corner. Andrew passes Slifer, hands it off. Shanks reverse, and he is hit hard by Carter Olsen. And he will go to the line, I believe. He will. As Carter Olsen commits his first personal foul. Second team foul. Meanwhile, as mentioned earlier, Valley Heights has committed four personal fouls, so Frankfurt will be in the double bonus the rest of the way. First free throw from Max Shanks is good. It's been a rough night at the free throw line for him tonight. He is 2-for-7. He now has 7 points on the ballgame. Second one on the way. That's short. Rebound went to Anderson. I'll give it up to Olsen. Olsen will bring it up for the Wildcats, up 36-27. It's across half court. Double team, give it up to Anderson. They're wanting to double team everybody with the basketball now, foul call. Still 2:15 left to play. They're wanting to foul early, it looks like, as that foul goes against Max Shanks. That is his fourth. So Casey Bigham and Max Shanks, both with four personal fouls. Logan Gray has three. First free throw on the way. That one is good for Wes Anderson. His first non-third quarter point of the ball game. Scoreless in the first quarter, scoreless in the second, 10 points in the third, and now a free throw here in the fourth. He's got one more opportunity right here. Second one's on its way, and that one rolls out of there. He goes 1-for-2, rebound for Royce Ekstrom of Valley Heights. Back to a 10-point Frankfurt lead, 2:07 to go. Ekstrom, three from the top of the key, is short, and a rebound saved by Spoonce, but as he was saving it, his foot touched the pad. There is only about 5 feet in between the out-of-bounds and the pad. So not a whole lot of room to work with and trying to save it, and he couldn't. 2 minutes to go. Frankfurt unable to beat the Valley Heights press. It's thrown away by Matt Shanks. His layup is no good, but he's fouled. I think they're going to get Carter Olsen once again on a reach-in. Yeah, it will be. And that's his second. Team second as well. I beg your pardon, third. Back to the free throw line goes Max Shanks. That one is no good. He is now 2-for-9 from the free throw line. Second one's on its way. That one is no good. Rebound by Casey Bigham. His power dribble is taken away by Fred Rosequist. He lost his power dribble. And the takeaway for the Wildcats. Anderson slowing it down. Okay, kicks the hit far side wing, and he is fouled by Royce Ekstrom. That is going to be his second. Now we'll send Porter Colvin to the free throw line to shoot two. 1:39 left to play. It's still 37-27. First free throw. Good. First free throw attempt of the night for Porter Colvin. What a night he's had. 12 points for him. He leads Frankfurt in scoring. That one is good as well. Now he leads all scorers to 13. And timeout is called, and we'll take one as well. 39-27 Frankfurt, 1:39 left to go in this one here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
39-27, Frankfurt with a 12-point lead with 1:39 left to go. Score update for you. In a big seven, Royal Valley girls defeat Holton 34-33. And as for the boys' game, Holton up big on Royal Valley, 58-31, with 4:45 left to go in the fourth quarter. That's a scoring update brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. It's time to update your vehicle. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Rosequist, Olson, Loizzo, Colvin, and Anderson in for Frankfurt. It'll be Bigham, Spoontz, Gray, Shanks, and Ekstrom in for Valley Heights. Royce Ekstrom, 12 points on the day. He's scoreless, though, in the fourth quarter. Going in is Gray to the right side. Three on the way for Ekstrom. No good. Rebound Spoontz. His foot back is no good. That's loose. And picked up by Logan Gray. Out to Shanks with 1:24 left to go. Shanks drives in the lane. Swatted from behind by Layton Loizzo again. Another big-time rejection by the 6'3 junior, Landon Loizzo. 1:21 to go. Pass fake. They'll give it to Ekstrom. He'll drive middle. Shot on the scoop shot. No good. Tipped in the air. Rebound Spoontz. And a good job by Anderson to get his hands in there for the jump ball. And it will stay with the Mustangs. Wildcats are hoping for a rebound after a miss. Valley Heights has three offensive rebounds in this possession. 1:14 to go. Inbound to Bigham, to Spoontz. Now to Shanks. Shanks stopped by a double team, and now he gets free. Pulls up, no good, 15-footer. Loose, picked up by Logan Gray, another offensive rebound for Valley Heights. 1 minute to go. That pass deflected by Loizzo, intended for Ekstrom, out of bounds on the far side. And 59.4 seconds left. Frankfurt's defense has not wavered. They have given up just 4 points here in this fourth quarter. And not allow the Mustangs to get back in it. Far side wing catch for Max Shanks. Gray kicking the far side corner. Ekstrom, 45 seconds left in the game. Three on the way. Short. Air ball. And out of bounds with 42.6. They'll go to Frankfurt and the Wildcats get the stop. Olsen, the inbounder. Gives to Rosequist, back to Olsen, and he is finally fouled. He's pushed by Max Shanks, and his day is done. Max Shanks, with a valiant effort here this evening, had a big three-pointer in the third quarter. 7. And with 3.1 seconds left, he bounced out of the game. And Dustin Denton will check in for him. First free throw all the way for Carter Olsen is good. Hasn't been Carter Olsen's best day, averaging almost 15 points a game. He has just 5 in this one, make it 6, since he goes 2-for-2 from the free throw line here. He's 4-for-4 on the day. And it's 41-27 with 38 seconds left. And Gray, pass near side for Denton. Bigham, drive right side, kicks the corner. Spooks, defended by Anderson. Give it to Gray. Back to Spooks, far side corner. Drive baseline. And he puts him off. Offensive foul. Offensive foul called against Carson Spoons. That is his third. And with 22.9 seconds left, Frankfurt gets the ball back. Just 2 seconds away from matching their league win total from last year. And immediately a foul by Denton. 20.5 seconds left. What a... Porter Colvin stepping up big when their leading scorer was unable to get any offense going in the first half. Lane the Wiseau stepped up big as well. First free throw is no good for Rosequist. Rosequist has been battling down low all night long, doing a good job as well. Porter Colvin, how about 13 points for him? 3-3 makes, and Rosequist gets his own miss. And a nice pass to Olsen, he gets it hard. And with 15 seconds left, he'll go to the free throw line. And now one's against Kaysen Bigham, and he's done for the day. So 15 seconds left, and Kaysen Bigham commits his fifth personal foul, and Drake Slifer will come in for him. So Frankfurt is going to improve to 2-3 on the season. As for Valley Heights, they will fall to 1-3. First free throw is good for Olsen. He's still perfect on the evening. One's on the way, and that one is good. 6-for-6 from the free throw line for Carter Olsen. 6 points here in the fourth quarter. 43-27, Frankfurt lead. 10 seconds left. Three ball on the way for Logan Gray. That's off the heel, no good. Rebound Anderson. And are they going to foul with 2 seconds? They are not, and that is going to be it. Frankfurt wins it 43-27 as Frankfurt's defense allows just 4 points in the fourth quarter. We'll step aside for a break and come back with our postgame show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale.
We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet-burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today, and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Back here in Frankfort, final score. The boys win it for the Wildcats, 43-27 over Valley Heights. Taking a look at how this one unfolded here on our post-game show, brought to you by The Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at theoutdoors.com. Some of the point totals for this one, unofficial, of course. First for Valley Heights, Royce Ekstrom, leading the way in scoring for the Mustangs. He had 12 points. Unfortunately for them, though, they couldn't get him to score in the fourth quarter, as Valley Heights just had 4 points in the final frame. Also, 7 points for Max Shanks, 6 for Logan Gray after a pair of threes in the second half, and a 2-point field goal for Drake Slifer. As for Frankfort, 13 points for Porter Colvin. 3 3-point makes. He is going to be your player of the game. Brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. What a performance by Porter Colvin, the 5'11 sophomore for the Wildcats. 11 points for Wes Anderson, 10 of those coming in the third quarter. Also, 8 points for Carter Olson. He was 6-for-6 from the free throw line. 5 points as well for Lane the Wiseau, with all of those coming in the first half, as well as 3 points for Trent Harden, 2 points for Ole Martin-Svay, and a free throw for Fred Rosequist. So, kind of wrapping this one up, it was close for the majority of this one. I mean, halftime it was 14-11. The first half of the third quarter, it was close. But then Frankfort's defense continued to force turnovers. And then at the end of the third quarter, they were able to score off of those turnovers more, which made the difference. And in the fourth quarter, knocking down the free throws, because Frankfort only had 2 field goal makes. They had just one more than Valley Heights in that fourth quarter, but making their free throws, Porter Colvin had a couple free throws in the fourth quarter. Carter Olson had 4 free throws. Wes Anderson had a free throw make. Carter Olson made a 2-pointer, and then Porter Colvin made a 3-pointer as well. So that was really the big difference, was being able to knock down those free throws in the fourth quarter and pull away. And Wes Anderson coming up so big in the third quarter as well. So we're going to give Porter Colvin your player of the game honors, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. Visit them in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. That's going to do it here in Frankfort. Once again, your final score, Frankfort boys win it 43-27, and the Valley Heights girls, they win it final score 44-41. It has been your game of the week here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Big shout-out to Kurt back in the booth for keeping us on the air, making it sound good. I'm Jared Slubby. Have a great rest of your week here from the MSC Sports Radio Network.